Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-J on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-J on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Q-J got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Now, I get a chance to have some real fun, people. Ooh-wee. Welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 28, that M period, A period, N period, acronym for abbreviation for Music Activism News. For those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio, BBC iRadio, and Blog Talk Radio, feel free to call 646-478-0944. If you're sending in any music or any commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Now, on top of that, because I feel like this is very important, disclaimer number three, hey, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Now, if you can't talk, just stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, I need to let you all know some of what's going on in the area, in the community, what's going down, such as the fact, Looking Good Home Improvement. Now, you can find them online at LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen, remodeling, flooring, tile and wood, violation list repairs. Licensed and bonded. 216-205-7247. That's 216-205-7247. Now, before I go to the phone lines, let me finish up on some of what we were talking about, such as Common Sense Radio, Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P., M-O-T-L-E-Y, Junior, Instagram Junior, Alfred Porter, Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. Period, Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, Woo, Facebook Kent and Angelica, that's Angelica with a K, Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, that www.3342music.com for producer Emax, Facebook Sheriff Kiroy, Facebook Pete Weeks. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. The webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com with Rod Piper tomorrow. Why does it feel like I want to say Piper's Pit? But I know Roddy Piper is deceased. But we've got Rod Piper tomorrow. Don't ask, just check it out. Facebook of Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Also, looking for work, www.templabor.org. TheLogTV.com, Twitter, Al Porter, Jr. 1, or Grandpa Rapper 1. Also, YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland. Power Groove Records YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland, nothing but Cleveland artists. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to bore you to death because I see we have people on the phone lines. So what I'm going to do, instead of giving you the top 10 all at once, I'll give you just a few things at a time. I will say that last week, what would have been was, if I'm not mistaken, the Jungle Brothers, they would have been like number 4 because they were in town. Nice little concert set. And so they would have ranked number 4 last week. So my staff came to me and said, hey, you forgot about it. I said, y'all right. Now let's go to the top 10. All right. Number 10. Uh-oh, debuting. Listen to the voice of the innocent. That is the Sheila McFarlane story that happened. Judge Daniel Gall, who sentenced her, is under investigation for other improper decisions. So we're wondering why Sheila McFarlane, who clearly that was part of everything and why she was behind bars, Art McCoy University radio show led the rally for today at the Carl B. Stokes building. Also there, if I'm not mistaken, was Eastside Daily News and whoever else showed up to cover that. So that is at number 10. Listen to the voice of the innocent. And a few of the McFarlane family came to the hip-hop workshop the past Saturday. Number 9, debuting, World Harmony Week. Kicked off at the Black on Black Crime headquarters yesterday for a couple hours with Vita Saeed. Number 8, debuting, was Miss Pulse Point's grand opening at Superfly Barbershop the past week. Now, what I'm going to do is stop right there, go to a couple of my phone calls. I'm going to the 216-309 first, 216-548. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming to you right after. But 216-309, how are you this evening?
Hello, hi everybody out there in Radio Land. My name is Valandra Brenda A. Fulmer. As my colleague, radio colleagues call me Queen B. How's everybody doing out there today and this evening?
Excellent. What's going on with you, Queen B?
Oh, nothing. It's good to be alive and well and be here on this earth on a purpose. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the workshop Saturday. I had a glitch. When I say glitz, I misplaced my key, house keys. I'm telling you, Brother Al, I looked for those keys, and I was upset. I really wanted to be there, but my heart was
there. I believe
that. My heart and my spirit was there. But the next one, I will be. I guarantee that. The devil is alive. He tried to distract me in all kind of form, face, and fashion to get me not to go. But I'm going to go, regardless what I'm going through. I tell you right now, he is busy, y'all. He is busy.
Yes.
He never stops and he never sleeps. But he does not have the last say so. Jesus has the last say so on this earth with all of us. I just love everybody. I say this every week on Block Talk Radio, 9 o'clock. Thanks for listening to all of us. I want to send a shout out to all my colleagues, to Al, to Ronnie, to Art, to Dolores, to Ms. Glass, to Deacon Dante Taylor, Major Tab, Squab Gotti, Cowboy, and Ms. Monica Poise Point, and congratulations on your grand opening on your business. And may your business go grow more and more. And to your other half, L, God bless her. God bless your other half. Without the show, through God, you can't do nothing without your other half. I tell anybody that. Whenever God sends somebody in your life, they it seems like people change. They get their hearts get lifted up more and they glow more. You can see the glow in the person's face and their actions. They say actions speak louder than words, and I believe that. That's the old saying, actions do speak louder than words. And I really don't have nothing else to say. May God bless and keep you. Thank you for listening to on Block Talk Radio each Monday night on 9 o'clock. I'm peacing out, and as I say every weekend and every Monday night, I love everybody. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm signing off. Peace out. God bless.
God bless. I appreciate you so much just because it's a blessing to do what we do. God is definitely the other half of everything spiritual that goes on. Without God, we not going to make it. We just won't. I'm going to that 216-548 just because I can. 216-548. How are you doing?
Good. How about you? How's everybody doing this evening?
Everybody is doing phenomenal well. Thank you so much.
This is Apostolette, the presidential candidate for 2024. I just wanted to give out my condolences to Danielle and let her know that I love her genuinely. If there's something I can do better, I'm here. I want to just give you all the information. I want you all to pray for my man of God and me, too. I need you all to keep us lifted. We keep us lifted up in prayer and pray his safe arrival back home to me. And just that the devil does not interfere in our relationship. Anyway, I just wanted to give the information I gave at the Akron City Council meeting this evening.
Okay.
And I'll just read it to you because I like to read it. And, before I do that, I wanted to just remind everybody to vote tomorrow. Early voting begins tomorrow for the August 8th election, the one person, one vote. The issue number one is being voted on tomorrow. Everybody needs to go vote tomorrow. And today, according to the Gregorian calendar, this is the seventh month and the tenth day, which represents the Day of Atonement. So those of you who may not know what atonement is when the clearing of all of our sins and our mishaps in our lives. And this is the day we celebrate that. According to the Hebrew calendar, but according to the Gregorian calendar, this is the seventh month and the tenth day of this year. I'm blessed to be able to celebrate this with you all. And I just wanted some people to know who I am who don't know me for my presidential run. I am the former chaplain for the East Cleveland chapter of the League of Women Voters. And I am a lifetime member with Black on Black Crime Incorporated and the former clergy chairperson. And I have been recognized by the state of Ohio as a pastor and visionary of No Fear But God Fellowship Assembly Church Ministries for more than 22 years, as well as other churches, which I am founder and visionary of, because females do have dreams and visions too. As many of you are aware, I am a presidential candidate for the 2024 election, and my candidate ID is P406363. I am the ninth cousin removed to General George Washington, the first inaugurated president of this country, who was the first American president to free slaves. His wife, Martha, he was her second husband, would not free the slaves. As we know, a house divided does not stand. I'm also a family to Charles Cotesworth Pinckney, who signed the United States Constitution, related to him through my dad and my dad's mom. And matters are being voted on tomorrow regarding the Constitution. The first day of early voting for the August 8th election is tomorrow, and it's going to impact every life, all of our lives. And then my concerns, which are facts. You know, the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is under investigation, I think, too, for financial issues. But anyway, the media and press are racist, biased, and that needs to be corrected immediately. The mayor's race in Akron is not over. I'm supporting Marco Somerville as a candidate of my choice. He's the forerunner who made the way for people of color, of all colors, not just black people, but all people to have better and more opportunity. He has made it a way for young people also. And his daughter is the council president, who I strongly support also. And $1.92 billion is being spent in the United States of America today for sexually trafficking girls, little girls.
Wow. How much?
$1.92 billion with a B, dollars. Billion. And the vice president of our country right now, Kamala Harris-Imhoff, gave pedophiles rights to our children 2 weeks before the 2020 election and stated that they did not have to register as sex offenders, which is a violation of our rights as parents to protect our children. And I'm just giving facts tonight. The governor of Colorado signed the Kill More Babies Bill, which violates our rights to have children in this country. And the education system in the state of Ohio and nation are racially biased and discriminatory against we who are heterosexual and Christians. The governor refuses to release government control of the schools in predominantly black and multiracial communities such as East Cleveland and Youngstown, Ohio. Lorain, Ohio school systems is a majority white solicit and has been released from its control when all three have the same agreement in place and have met the criterion for the agreement for them to be released. Youngstown has four prisons in it, which is probably the city that has the most prisons in it for the state of Ohio. Money is not being allocated in the budget for Akron, East Cleveland, Cleveland, and Youngstown school systems adequately and fairly. Youngstown, Ohio, has four prisons that are populated by non-white people in majority, majority population. And that's just some of our concerns. We need to take these things into prayer because the idea of the family is being destroyed in this country. The idea of the male-female, heterosexual relationship family is being destroyed in this country, as well as the idea of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ and other concerns. So I want us to really think about $1.92 billion in sexual trafficking of just the girls. That's not the boys. That's not the women. That's not the men. It's just the girls in this country, in the United States of America. And as for the borders, should they be closed? No, absolutely not. They need to be monitored. They need to be modified because foreign countries are getting our jobs and our money and our business. So that needs to be controlled but not closed because some people need to come to America to be safe, which I don't know how much that is because people in America aren't even safe. And I disagree with the death penalty. I don't believe that I gave anybody a life and I should take another life. I believe that there are consequences for people's actions, but I believe that there is a way because Jesus Christ, once Jesus Christ came to heal, not kill. And we need to be spending more time on a way to find our commonalities, not our differences, because everyone should have a right to food, shelter, and raiment in this country. And anytime we go away from that, Mr. Porter, We're going away from the purpose. We need to stop spending so much time on persecution and prosecution and working on our purposes together. I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. Anybody needs to reach me, I'm at 216-548-0820. Thank you, Mr. Porter. And I love you all. Have a good night.
Thank you. Likewise. I'm a presidential candidate. And I want to say that if you have a better half and it comes through God, God makes your better half because you're moving with God. I've been very blessed. I can say that definitely Danielle Woods, they may, I might post something online in regards to the fact that she lost her mom, Michelle Woods. Michelle Woods, who referred to me as, it was just beautiful. She referred to me as son-in-law. And so, very, very strong person, matriarch of the family. I'm going to go to the 216-288, and then I'll give you all some of the other seven of the top ten, and I have a special text message coming in. Let's go to that 216-288. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing wonderful.
You always are. Thank you. Who are you?
I'm doing this is Dante Taylor from Family to Family. I am ready to move this. I'm ready to help move this United States of America in a new direction. And who's running for president of the United States of America is Reverend Pamela Pinky, but I am her campaign manager.
Wow.
Right now. Yes. Starting in September, we will be having all petitions out there for the state of Ohio and other states.
Oh.
And we're trying to get her on the ballot. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She's working on child and family services. She's out there working for the juvenile detention center, and she's going over to Iraq and other places and preach and help them build schools over there too. And everything else. She's working. She's out here making sure that the voter rights bills are turned over and in our favor and everything else. She's out here trying to make sure that transportation all over America is okay out here. And she go to the Board of Elections meetings and make sure our Board of Elections is doing the right thing too. She's out here fighting for our people out here right now. She's boots on the streets. So if anyone wants to find out and call us, you can call Dante at 216-288-5841. If you want to do any, if you want her to come to any speaking engagements, because she's willing to come out there and educate you fully and everything else. She's a hardworking woman. She's someone that I know that will make America better out here. Right now, yes. She's working to combat where she's helping with this bill that's out there now for August 8th. She's out there working diligently so we can win this election and show them that when they put something on the ballot, we can come back and combat them and win.
Hey, Dante.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure. Were you finished with your report before on Reverend Pamela Pinkney and Butts, who's running for president? Okay, I want to make sure you were done with that report. I know you might have another report, but I wanted to tell you, do you know the hip-hop workshop that was held in East Cleveland? It was held in East Cleveland. East Cleveland Public Library. It returned after so many years. On the eve of the 20th anniversary, it returned to East Cleveland. The written exam. The written exam. I want you to think. The written exam that was happening. It was announced that it would be held later because, you know, the person who was the host arrived way past time, but we were going to have it, and you said you were going to enter into it, but they left early before it was supposed to happen at the end. Because the champion, two-time champion, he might come back and be third-time champion, but he'll to be the only person who won because the champion left the vacant. Dontez Taylor, before you give your report, your report, and I'll give you at least 3 to 4 minutes to give your report.
Okay.
I just wanted to say congratulations. You are the written exam champion.
Oh!
Congratulations. You earned it. You were there. Now, I'll give you 3 or 4 more minutes. Finish up your report, my brother. Finish it on up.
Yes, and in the middle of August, I will be announcing where our award banquet is going to be at. Our award banquet, where, and this is going to be like the one they have in Hollywood, where we, and it's going to be in Glitz and Glamour. And who's having this is Dontez Taylor and Orlando is having this, and we're having this to honor people that trailblazed the way and helped us out throughout 2023. And this is going to be a big thing. It's going to be a glorious thing. It's glitz and glamour. It's a glitz and glamour show. Our people that we pick is going to walk the red carpet and do the thing and everything else. We're going to put this together. We're going to have a big thing. We're going to do it better than that dinner that's supposed to be on the 15th of July.
At
the Brown Stadium, we're going to do it way better than that. Yes.
What? Better than the Brown Stadium?
Place,
oh, man.
The one WNCP or whatever that is, we're going to do it better than
that. I got to be at this awards banquet in November with you and Brother
and
Orlando.
And let me tell you something, it's not going to cost no $150 either.
What?
Nope.
Okay. Continue on.
Yes, and this is gonna be big. This is the end of year. This is the end of year of all years, and one year. I remember one year we had an awards banquet at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters.
Yes, we did. And we had Harry Boomer
and all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes, we couldn't do what we originally wanted to do because of time and strength and all that and stuff like that. But we had a nice time, and we had the Mandolian Spiritual Singers there too, and Joyce Hood was there at that one, and.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had some good people there. We had some good singers, and my mama and my auntie and all of them was there, and we just had a good time. And Judy Martin was there.
Yes.
And Art McCoy was there, and we just had a good time. And they made some good food and everything else.
Ooh.
Yes. But this banquet is going to be catered. It's probably going to be catered. And we're going to have it where we're going to find out how we can get some volunteers where we can have it served to everybody.
Ooh.
Yes. 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 And we're going to have a revival silent auction where we have different items on the table and people can bid for them, and it's gonna be some baskets, and it's gonna be from small to big and bigger and bigger. We're gonna have, at least 10 items on the 10 things on the table that you can bid on, and everything else. When we have our at the beginning, we're gonna have a cocktail hour, and at the cocktail hour, that's the time that everybody can be on these items that's going to be on the table and everything else, and they're going to be so nice and everything else, and we're working on it, and in the middle of August we will be announcing this big thing and everything else, and we hope to see Black on Black out there. We hope to see Carl Stokes is gay and other people out there, because we don't know who we gonna. We might honor somebody from Carl Crawford J. We might honor somebody from Black on Black. We might honor somebody from Joyce Hood's non-profit organization. We are putting on the table. We're putting the youth award out. I'm in a youth one out there, and it's gonna be honored, and it's gonna be named after peaches and Galatians.
Oh wow!
Yes. We gotta honor them young ladies that tried to get out the fire and tried to do what they do, because the building was right next door to Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Where Black on Black Crime Incorporated right now, that's where the building was. Right on that land we walking on, that's where the building was.
Wow. Anything else we need to know?
And I thank Michelle Farland for coming out today. I know I couldn't be there because I had to do some things, but I thank her and her family for holding that rally and everything else. And I hope that we can hold another one for the ones that are wrongfully convicted and we know that they ain't did nothing wrong. That's what
I agree.
I hope one day we can have another one, and when they have the next one, I could be there.
Okay.
That's playing for it. And I would like to put out whoever wants to help put a round table discussion on the juvenile detention center. I want to put a round table discussion and bring. I want to have the mayor to the city council. I want some city council people. I want some county council people. I want the 11th district caucus lady there. I ain't talking about it. I'm talking about putting the boots on the streets where we can do it.
Okay.
Where we can do whatever we put on this paper, we hold them accountable and make sure that they do what we need them to do. Or if they don't do or whatever what we want, what we need done, then we know when the election time come up, we vote them out and put somebody in there that's going to do for our kids.
Okay. Anything else, my brother?
And God bless you. Have a nice, surprise day. And thank you for tuning in. And thank you for listening for a moment on Blog Talk Radio with Al Porter, man in the street, the man in the street.
Thank you, Dontez. We appreciate you very much. This man said so much. It is unbelievable. I just got this message in off the wire. Hold on. Okay, I got this message right off the wire. And here it is to you. Hello to everyone. Landingham for the presidency 2024. The people's candidate for the people's justice has just sent his appeal back to the Sixth Circuit Court about removing my judge away from my case because she was handpicked by Trump to the federal bench. And I have proof that she was trying to protect him, and I called her. And now I just sent the paperwork off, and for a $2 billion lawsuit as a presidential candidate on behalf of the American people and under the class action lawsuit that you all see that I've been telling the truth for almost 5 years. So I ask everybody to stand by and wait for further information about how it will transpire about what I sent back to the courts about my argument to dismiss Judge Pamela A. Barker to be removed from my federal case as a presidential candidate. LandinghamCase.com is the reason for Landingham versus Department of Justice here in Cleveland, Ohio. The thing is, as I put things through, I'm enjoying everything right now as it goes through. Just gave that announcement. Let's see what the time I have left. Number 7, debuting Alicia Kirkman's event. So Alicia Kirkman's gospel event. Now, if anybody wants to perform at Alicia Kirkman's gospel event, which will happen this Saturday, you can call her to perform and be a part of it at 216-288-2412. I know some people didn't get that, so I'm waiting. 216-288-2412. It's free for the community. Okay? Now, here's the thing about it. As I tell you that, you want more information, that's what my show does. I give you all the information that hopefully you'll need. So with that being said, it is Calling for Change Community Event, July 15th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Michael J. Zone Recreation Center, 6301 Lorraine Avenue. Michael J. Zone Recreation Center, 6301 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. Activity for children and adults. Face painting, haircuts, giveaways, raffles, entertainment. That's 216-288-2412 to be a part of that. That's in the number 7 position. Number 6, ooh-wee, things get real in here, because number 6 is the Maple Heights Rib Fest. Now, for those who may say, what does that mean? What does that look like? What is he talking about? All right, let me tell you right now. That Rib Fest is scheduled, and it's called Advancing Forward Together. Friends of Annette Blackwell present Rib Fest 2023. Delicious ribs, food, vendors, community resources, hourly entertainment for the entire family. Saturday, July 15th, 2023, 1 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at First Place Event Center, 16536 Broadway Avenue, Maple Heights, 44137. Bring your lawn chairs and join us for a rib of a good time. One of the judges for ribs will be none other than Al Porter Band in the Street, who will also be performing. It'll be that 50th birthday anniversary of hip-hop tour going across Cleveland and I have a special performance lined up. AFT, thankful to be personally invited by Kimberly F. Brown, social activist and advocate, as well as Mayor Annette M. Blackwell, who reached out. Let's you know that when you do positive and powerful things, people do reach out. Now, number five, debuting Deliver Me Play. Three showings yesterday. Johnny G promoted it. I think it was three showings Saturday or Sunday. No, it was three showings yesterday. Three showings. It's the Deliver Me Play. It was three showings. Johnny G promoted it. A few others were involved, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that was not just then. That was Deliver Me Play with Johnny G. December Rose was in it. It was just a major thing. It came in number five. Number four, the Art McCoy book signing at Jules Fine Dining, Soul Food. You had Hayes Floral Arrangements, 216-334-9020, Black Man Army, Black Women's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., The Rock, AME Zion Church, Grandmaster Mayo, Miss Skittles came back. Yeah, the second Miss Skittles, but she came back and opened up everything. She surprised her father, put the book out, which is definitely Surviving to Serve, is the name of the book for Brother Art McCoy. Band in the Street was there. It was a beautiful soul food dinner. And that was number four. That was huge. It was huge. Number three, moving up, Facebook, the Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 239 and other events. Get back to that in a moment. Number two, debuting Kane Park Arts Festival, which was like 3 days over the weekend. That was on Facebook. And number one, moving up, all July 4th activities. Yep, you thought we left it out. But, yeah, my thing is looking at everything that we talked about. It was a blessing of an affair. It was that hip-hop workshop. I can definitely say hold on a second, because people are reaching out to say, hey, is this show on? And I'm like, I'm enjoying myself. Now, this is why I'm enjoying myself. It's because we gave away at the Hip Hop Workshop notebooks. It was the East Cleveland Love Fest edition. The East Cleveland Love Fest edition, where we gave out notebooks that said EC Love. But what was on those notebooks? Kaya Dog promotional, so people could go straight through and watch the program. They were sponsors of the notebooks, as well as the Hip Hop Workshop. So you got a chance to take those notebooks. We gave about 20 of those suckers away. What did those notebooks have in there? Blank pieces of paper. But people could write down all the facts that they learned about East Cleveland and then send it back to me so I could read it off on a couple of future episodes of the Art McCoy Radio Show and others, and even advertise those people. And we have some grand prizes for some of them as well. So in between, you had Dontez Taylor, who did poetry. He was the first hip-hop workshop artist to perform at the East Cleveland Public Library, where they fly those flags all year round. You had Danielle Woods in the building. You had Terrence Longwood, Kaya Dog, actor, athlete, former athlete in the building. Twiggy, DJ Dollar Rock spun the tunes. Brother Art McCoy, Sister Yvonne McCoy, Nova McCoy, Nyla McCoy, the McFarlane family was there. Yep, the same ones that Brother Dontez spoke about. They came there with Kermit Matlock, whose family is a family of musicians. A Major Taps was in the building. He did some nice hoofing moves, tap dancing moves. You had Almighty FX perform on that big stage. Elder Jacqueline Goodrum, she was there and she did Daughters of the Nile live radio from there. Spoke well. We had East Cleveland Councilman at Large, Nathaniel Martin, in the building, who talked about, his upcoming birthday, which is in the honorable mentions part, is this coming Wednesday, 5 p.m. at the East Cleveland Library. Before I go to this phone line, you had other people such as Wilson Sims, Angela Y. Davis, Jeff Mixon, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County was in the building. Membership sheets were where people signed up. John Suave Gotti Davis. Suave did the first freestyle from a hip-hop workshop artist at the East Cleveland Library. Brother Ted Gary, who was on the news tonight. Channel 5 News. You had Patricia. You had Journey Smith, Patricia Roll, Ernest L. Smith, the real mayor, the people's mayor of East Cleveland. It was just a powerful program. Now let me shut up and stop and go to my phone line and see who's on the phone line. We had somebody who chimed in real quick from the 216-347. We put you on right now. How are you doing out there, 216-347?
How you doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Tomorrow, County Council at 1 o'clock is having a public safety meeting. They're going to hear from he will be performed at the new county sheriff's department, the sheriff, July 25th, but the meeting for that starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
If Jeff Mixon has any questions,
He should be there.
He changed 7-0 at the juvenile bid on 93rd. Mm-hmm. It started at the county council, because county council is the one who made the laws and legislation in place in Cuyahoga County. So
thank you.
And then in 2 weeks, I'm getting married.
Congratulations.
My wife is deaf, so she told me this. She said, Rico, you are a fighter for real. I said, I put it, as long as you be knowing me, I always been fighting for the people. I'm always going to still go fight for the people.
That's right.
Now, the really concern me is the mayor of Cleveland. He's trying to bring the crime down.
Yeah, he said so.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay. Now, if you stop spending the money and put it on the West Side for West Side Market with only the whites at, and put put some of our money in the black community, then we're gonna have a really conversation. Okay?
That's right.
If he stop spending that money, the bridge money from President Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
if you stop spending that money, put it towards the West Side Market, spending it to the white neighborhood and put it in the black neighborhood, then it won't be so much crime. Okay?
Right. I'm not going to argue with that point.
Another question. Has anyone ever seen a mirror with a girlfriend?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anybody mm-hmm. see him? So, with all the mayors, Frank Zappa had a wife. We never see him talk about his girlfriend, right?
Right.
Girlfriend or boyfriend, really, with what he had. Do we?
Right.
We don't. So, I'm just concerned about...
You should be concerned.
That's why he support the LGBTQ so hard, because is he one or is he not? I'm a mind supporting the right of the people. They know I be all about the people, okay?
Right.
So why is this? My last question. D.C. is the only police place have a deaf or hard of hearing unit, right?
Right.
Cleveland is a big city, right?
Yes, it is.
Columbus is a big city. Cincinnati
right.
is a big city. Why
yes.
we don't have a deaf and hard of hearing unit in Cleveland? Because is he doing like Jack Cameron did? Standing from the taxpayer, but you care,
right.
you bring so many jobs to Cleveland? Where are the jobs at? You only hire your people. Your white friends, your white boys. That's who he be hiring. When he has to be hired, anyone in his administration is black.
Wow. Man, before I go to my last phone caller, I want to just thank you for calling in, Brother Rico. And thank you
again,
for Black
name
Lives
Rico
Matter.
Again, the president of Black Lives Matter for the deaf.
Thank you. When you... sign to your future wife, let her know that the staff at Al Porter Man in the Streets, congratulations. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
No problem. Ooh-wee, this show is going so well. Let's go to that 216-304. 216-304. How are you doing out there?
That's you.
Hello.
Oh, it's hi, Elle.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing fine. Your show is going along pretty good. I like the way I like your show, Elle.
Oh, wow. For you to say that, I appreciate both of you. I do, and with that being said, please tell me a little something about yourselves, because I have heard so much about Kat. I've heard so much about you, the respect that has been said, that has been shown. I never got a chance to really meet you yet, but I look forward to it. We're going to put it in the universe. I honestly look forward to meeting you, but now talking to you, tell me some things, please.
Well, Elle, I have a book coming out called The ABCs of Childhood Trauma, and I would like to get this book out to the black community, because a lot of the kids are coming to school traumatized, and the teachers don't know how to deal with traumatized kids. So if I could get this book out to especially black families, then the parents could deal with some of this trauma before the kids come to school, because a lot of the trauma starts at home. And my book gives you suggestions on how to deal with this, how the school system could develop into trauma-informed schools to deal with kids who are traumatized. Because oftentimes kids have to go through a lot of things in this community before they get to school.
Right.
And the teachers don't take that into consideration. They don't know they're living in a household where there's domestic violence going on, where there's drug abuse going on, where there's sexual abuse and physical abuse going on. And so the kids have all of this that they bring to the school. And anytime you're traumatized by these experiences, it affects your brain development. So a lot of times kids who have been traumatized by these things that I mentioned, it can have a parent incarcerated, a mother can have mental health problems, any of these things, dysfunctional household, it traumatized the kids. So when the kids come to school traumatized, they can't focus or concentrate. And the teachers don't know this, so they continue to treat them like they treat other kids. So my book is about how to deal with trauma sensitive schools, really. How to deal with kids who come to school with trauma without penalizing them and punishing them, because you don't know what they're going through. So that book will be out in a month, and I would like to meet with parents and talk to them about a workshop on it with parents to talk to them about how their kids are traumatized before they get to school. If kids have 3 or 4 of these things happen to them before the age of 18, their lifespan is cut short. They end up having mental health problems, substance abuse problems, and addiction problems, all because of those things that happen in the childhood before they even get to school, before they even get 18. So I want to share some of this information with parents so they would know, because they could help with this. Because these kids are coming to school traumatized, that teachers can't teach.
My daughter should.
So this is bad. I wish
my daughter was recording this. This is good. This is good because that's what my book is about. The torn but related to the path of healing. You know, so.
My name is Khadija, and I wrote a book called The Torn Veil That Led to the Path of Healing. And basically it's just my testimony on some things that happened, like she was just saying. I mean, I've actually done some counseling with her and stuff before, you know, I left Ohio or whatever. But, you know, it's just about, you know, going through a lot of childhood experiences and, you know, just things growing up and trauma and stuff like that, you know, and how, you know, I use healing to get through that, you know. But, it's basically just tough.
Listening to both of you, I don't want to throw anything on anybody's plate that you all might not have been even thinking about, but I believe that listening to both of you, you all are about solutions. So with that being said, if maybe would you all be willing to talk to parents and or other people in group settings such as Cleveland to East Cleveland? Because right now, Black Owned Black Crime Incorporated, we've been doing our best to reach out to young people and residents in East Cleveland, but I'm also able to push things in Cleveland as well. So our main thing is focusing on literacy as well. Is that something that you all might be interested in doing at different times?
That would be fine. That would be fine. Because one of the first thing I'm going to do when the book comes out, give it to the principals of various schools in the Black community and superintendents so they can have their teachers purchase the book and learn how to deal with our children. So I'm going to give it to them because it's that important to me for these kids to get the help that they need. And bullying is one of the worst things that can happen to kids while they're in school. It affects their whole life. I have so many kids who have been bullied in middle school and high school, and they're on medication for antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication, all because they were bullied in school. Their kids that had a lot of things going for themselves that never got a chance to realize in their lives because they were bullied, and it stunted their growth. It's something.
Yes, it is.
I'd love to talk with parents. That's what I want to do. That's the book is written for parents and educators.
Okay. Well, then you first, then, because I have heard your name for so many years. I can remember now that at least, I'll say July the 10th, 2023, I got a chance to put the face and the name with what the name I've already been made aware of. So can you tell me about your book, what the correct title is, so everybody will be ready in a month for that book?
Yes, the name of the book is The ABCs of Childhood Trauma.
Mm.
And it's called Finding Solace in Trauma-Sensitive Schools. And trauma-sensitive schools, because that's what we need to deal with kids who are traumatized. And my name is Dr. Catherine Gregg, and I'm a therapist. I'm in private practice. I have a counseling center, New Perspective Counseling Center.
Wow, New Perspective Counseling Center.
I reached an area called 216 791-0910. It's Dr. Catherine Gregg, New Perspective Counseling Center. Area code 216-791-0910.
And as for Khadijah's Creations, can you tell us about your book once again, please?
Okay. Well, my book is basically just a testimony of some things that I went through from my childhood up into my teenagehood, and just telling my story and how I was traumatized and abused and, you know, stuff like that. But and how I got past it through healing and, you know, different things. So, yeah, I'd like them to check out The Torn Veil, The Lair to the Path of Healing. They can get it on ebook, or they can get it paperback on Amazon.com, or they can, you know, get in touch with me on my Khadijah's Creations _Khadijah's_Creations on my Instagram.
Thank you both so much. I look forward to at least fulfilling part of my word and watching the masses get the help that they need. I've been able to, it was a must read and a necessity to read the book that was released from Khadijah's Creations. I thank you both for calling in, and thank you both for being concerned to make sure your stories get out so that they can help other people. May you all enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, and thank you for allowing us to share our story and share what we're doing to help the Black community.
No problem. I appreciate you all as well. And as we come to a close in this program, I just want to thank all those who took the time to call in. May we continue to work together, build together, stay blessed, stay prayed up, and stay a family. Peace.